Hello there. Thank you for tuning in. This episode, when I recorded it with my friends Michael and David, we talked about different things, so I decided to cut it into different parts. In this first part, we cover adulting. What does it mean to wake up one day and realize that you are an adult and you have responsibilities beyond those of paying for your rent and working? What does it mean to be real, to accept both joy as a part of life and also suffering as a part of life?
Great. So a bit of background, maybe. I knew David from the ex organization.
I see.
like everybody. I see. And Michael was the friend of David, so we got to know each other. And then with David, like many times we met, we talk about like adulting. I think every time I have like a big shit in my life, so David is one of the people I talk to, whether it's for work or life. I remember 2020, the conversation. Okay. Remember before I
left? You cannot say thank God for Corona, right?
Yeah.
Corona is the reason I haven't seen you for so long.
Yeah. So yeah, and we were talking, I remember in 2020, about the concept of adulting a lot. And especially like because like I was doing an internship and then, you know, looking for jobs. In that phase of life, I was 25. We called it the quarter life crisis. That's how millennials cope. And yeah, and then like I was talking with David about the adulting, and he's telling me, yeah, it's just a phase, you have to go through it, etc. And for us, like many young people also suffer with that, like transition of life. Like if someone is listening and he's like at 25, 24, it depends, you know, people have it even at 28, like when they move in a different phase of life. How did you live that? And maybe we'll start with Michael, like what did you recall? What helped you to move through that transition? And maybe you had other transitions of adulting, you know, it's not only in the 20s.
Yeah, I think the 20s were... Trainings for most of us were mostly about just finding yourself. I think people say like teens, but teen years, we were in boarding school, everything. So you were pretty much had your routine planned for you. Once you get to uni, then you kind of have a goal to finish, get into the workforce and everything. So it's still also planned. But once you start working, there's no more goalpost. You're not trying to finish something. No, you just have work. So it was a hard time, I think, all of us trying to find ourselves and trying to find which path works for you. And also society's pressures, you know, everything has been kind of expected until you get to the workforce. It was planned.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start working, then it's just like, you, what do you want to do? Then it's this new unknown. And for me, I think the biggest struggle, we were never really prepared for it. Set up like, how do you get to that level of being an adult? What does that actually even mean? Just what, you're making more money, you can pay your rent. What does that mean, being an adult? And that was never, we weren't prepared for that. And for me, I think 20s, I remember one post, 26th birthday. I wrote, it took me 26 years to find my path. Because until then, I did not really know where I was going and where I was sure of what I was doing.
When did you leave Kenya? When you were, how old were you?
I just turned 22 when I left Kenya.
Okay.
I just turned 22. I just graduated. I'd never worked a day in my life. And here I was going halfway across the world to figure out being an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah. With no formula. That was tricky.
Yeah.
I think 22 to 25 were my, I'm not so proud of those years.
And for you, David, when did you leave Nigeria?
I left Nigeria quite, well, it's so bad now, I don't even know how old I am. These days you ask me how old are you and I'm just thinking, I think I left Nigeria about 27, 28, you know, so, yeah. I just kind of asked, do you curse on your...
Yeah, you're okay, free.
So. Yeah, because this is, when you talk about it, it's just an absolute mind fuck, yeah? I cannot talk about adulting without using that word, because for me, that is what it is. Yeah, I left Nigeria pretty young, but for, let's say, from a cultural perspective, that is young. From a non-Nigerian perspective, that is a full adult in some cultures, you know yeah. what I mean? So, and Michael was just explaining that sometimes you're not ready or we don't talk about these things, and I really think we don't talk about it from a culture perspective. So for me, at that age, so long as I'm not working fully, like full time, I was still seen as somebody's child, you know? So in Nigerian context, in African context, when you move out of your parents' house,
yeah.
and you start paying your own bill, that is when you're considered an adult.
But and so, usually when you're married.
Exactly. oftentimes it go hand in hand. So you only leave when you're getting married, right? So
True.
Yeah, but as you know, our path is our story is different, or is not the conventional path, because we went through this whole Isaac phase.
Yeah.
And then we go into another, we go to different countries, we go into another phase of life. And I think half the time my parents are like, what the fuck is happening here, you know? So they've lost absolute control. You don't need them anymore, you know? They're supposed to be happy you don't need them anymore, but I'm getting phone calls like, you sure you're okay?
Yeah.
You know, you sure you're okay? You sure you're not drinking? Do you have a driver's license? No, thank God. You're not going to get into accident driving drunk, you know? So I'm like, what nonsense, you know? But this really happened. So I think at the time I left Nigeria, I was kind of okay. But also my life is different because I left my parents' house at the age of 10, right? So at 10, I was in boarding school. And I always count my life from that minute when they decided to put me in boarding school, that my life started. I'm buying clothes for myself at the age of 10.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm going shopping for what I need at the age of 10. But for a lot of kids, a lot of people, it's not the same, you know? So when you start making decisions for yourself at 10, it's a bit different when you're 27 living your house. So I did not feel like I need them. I did not feel like I was missing anything. Life has just been an absolute jungle for me from quite a young age, I would say.
What helped when you were going in the tough times? You know, like, did you have like this moment? Because I've been talking about this with a friend recently, actually 2 weeks ago, about like, you know, there is an image of who we are that we drew. Let's say at 18, how I want to look like in 10 years. And sometimes we reach that in many ways, and there are some parts we don't reach, and we keep on chasing these parts that we haven't got to there yet. And then like there is this gap of what I want and where I am, and we don't know if what we really want it's what's really good for us. And you go into that vicious cycle of, you know, feeling like, oh, maybe my life is a lie, and especially or maybe like I'm not, you know, living somebody else's life and not my real what I'm supposed to live. Especially like, you know, to be honest, it's a lot of you know, the social media, I call it the toxic love yourself kind of bullshit. Sometimes it's really too much, you know, like self-care #, you know, this kind of thing. So sometimes it's too much, you know.
Well, those topics are important.
Yeah, it's good, but sometimes it's too much.
I'm a lover of history, so
okay.
They always say I have an old soul. I try to compare.
He's always been old.
Yes, he does.
No, I try to compare the life. Let me say, not Gen Z or the previous generation. So how they live, you know, how did they survive this world, you know? So those were dark ages. There was no access to telephone, you know. So but they lived and they achieved a lot of stuff. And we read some of their autobiographies now. We read about their success. We read for me, this is true life, you know. And it's interesting for me. At the same time, I don't want to be stuck in that generation because that is not where the world is at, right? So the world is in an information age, you know? So it's in the age of information, contents left and right. Everywhere you go, you read something or somebody's saying something. And subconsciously or consciously, we keep absorbing all of this information, you know? And I feel like this is why I call us the most confused generation, because we just don't know what to do with all of this information that is coming in, you know?
Yeah, so I agree.
Now you have yoga, you have topics that did not exist, because these people, their life, there was balance in their life. They had their own chaos, you know, but not as chaotic as ours because of information and media and everything. Today you can find anything on Google, you know? And people even have problems. They don't even consult professionals anymore. They just go on Google to find information, and you know, so we're self-medicating in life, not just anything. You know, we're going through life with our own prescriptions, which doesn't work.
Is that's a disaster?
Yeah.
we're you call it all right. We're in a weird.
I do that a lot. Oh my space. God.
What?
On my own doctor kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's where we've gotten to. We are a squeeze generation in between. You know, our folks had to just survive, go with the flow. There was no time to think. They didn't have the luxury of say, can I take a pause and think about things? You didn't have time. My folks had me, I'm the fourth. My mom had me at 26, 27. She had four kids. You didn't have time to discover who you are until that point.
Yeah.
You're just going with it. Like, you had responsibilities. There was no time to take a step back and think, oh, am I actually depressed? Am I going through these things? Or is my life actually working towards a plan? The plan was you just wake up every day and keep going. And then we have this new generation where it's almost instant gratification right now.
Yeah.
The ones who are coming just behind us, where everything is at the your fingertips. I remember when we used to go like send emails, you had to pay like 10 Kenya shillings per minute to get on Yahoo. And then you had to type your message at home in a floppy disk so that when you get to the internet cafe, you don't spend too much money.
You use the exact amount of time you need. Yeah?
Exact amount of time. So we are a bit confused because we grew up in that age where our parents, we could relate to our parents, but then now we can't relate to our younger siblings or our kids because then everything came too fast. So we are trying to balance these two sides where we needed to slow down, but then now we need to rush.
Mm. Mm.
So, and we have both sides, so it's a bit confusing sometimes.
Yeah. One thing about adulting, like, you know, like, with this information we hear, and especially like the mass media, like in the movie production and Hollywood, etc., like we hear a lot, like, you can be whoever you want to be, and like this discourse, okay, and like dream big and you can do it and impossible is nothing, which is good to an extent maybe, but like, do you think that it does eliminate the aspect of life that is about suffering, that is about not everybody will be good at everything, and not everybody, some people are better than other people in some things? Like, it's like this part of, you know, like facing reality that hits you, because I feel like the media is diminishing that, but it's part of life, you know, the chaos part.
Yeah, well, Michael was just explaining now how it is to live in both worlds.
Mm.
I feel more empathy towards the newer kids today. If you're 25, it's like really difficult to be 25, you know. So, but for you to get to that balance, to live real, I call it reality. If you want to live real,
yeah.
You need people around you, because the older generation, they build their life around people.
Mm.
You know, so people were part of their support, but today, people are not part of our support anymore. People, the internet is our support. You know, we consume all of this, but for me, it's just a distraction. If I want to distract myself, I can consume as much content as I want to consume, but I'm still going to come back to my problem. You know. But just, I'll give you an example now. So with adulting, it's a lot of things. It's about responsibility. It's the center of everything is just responsibility. You're responsible for yourself. You're responsible for everyone around you. You're responsible for things you shouldn't be responsible for.
Yeah.
But how can you even think about, how can you have a clear picture, a clear overview of what you're supposed to be responsible for when you don't even see them, you know?
What do you mean when you don't even see them?
I'll give you an example. So When I was growing up in uni, I had a few friends, and I knew this bunch of friends. They were like clique. There were three girls, you know. So there were three girls, really loving friends and really smiley and very playful kids. Well, at some point, one of them passed, and we did not. All of us, we just, you know, you say 22, you don't think about anything. So we were just friends and happy people. All of a sudden, oh, our friend passed. Oh, she was sick and she passed. And now I'm supposed to be in Cologne. The first thing I wake up in the morning is another friend from those three girls passed yesterday. That is the first news I wake up to this morning. And then I'm thinking of the third one. I'm like, oh my God, she must be really fucking devastated now. You know, and we're kind of fighting. It's really, really silly. We're kind of fighting with the third one. I'm like, oh shit, now I gotta soften up and text her. You know, I'm like, okay.
That's that loyalty point.
You know, so, but now yeah. I got it. But before I just got out of the car, she already texted me. You know, she's like, hey, Dave, you all right? I'm like, shit, she did the texting first. You know, I wanted to be the one to first reach out. And then now I'm late to my appointment. You know, we're supposed to meet here. So I'm late to meet here. I'm trying to call you guys. You guys are not... and then she's trying to call me. So I'm like, okay, this appointment is really important. But I just have a friend who is in so much pain right now. Like, she's lost two of her formative friends. And I need to be there for her, you know? And now, how do I tell her, okay, I'm trying to find my way and whatever. I'm like, okay, no, it's happening. I'm a bit lost. I'm in the city. Anyways, I wanted to call you. I heard about this. I'm so sorry, but we really need to talk, you know? So in between trying to connect you guys and find where you guys are,
yeah.
I'm also comforting somebody who's 12 hours away, midnight for them. I'm just, you know, so this is the adulting part for me to realize that. So when you talk about self-love, I'm like, I really get self-love, but you need to get other things before you get about before you get to that word self-love. You need to know that you are not, I'm not an island. There's a different component of life that makes me a person, you know? And if I'm aware of all of this, then I can think about self-love. So I still don't understand what is self-love. To be honest, I still don't get that concept.
Really?
I really don't get what... I know how to take care of myself. I know how to take care of my emotions. I know how to take care of everything around me. I know how to be responsible, but self-love, I still don't know what it means, you know?
Yeah. I do think that it's like there is a thin line. Like what I see, you know, I follow like in social media and I see and I read different perspectives, like or some podcasts sometimes. I do think that the reason why I'm not buying it much, it's I do see that it does omit responsibility. In many ways, like this kind of like, yeah, treat yourself. It's good to treat yourself. But, you know, sometimes, how to say it, sometimes you have to be also responsible, not to go, like spend too much and these kind of things. And I don't see that in this discourse. That's why, like, I started to look at it a bit critically. Yeah.
And I guess that's the adulting part where you need to find a balance. You need to know which lever you need to be pulling at what time. So... So funny, we're talking about James earlier. So I was telling him on Friday.
Our friend James is our friend. James. Yeah. Our common friend that was supposed to be here. Yeah.
So,
but it's too tired.
We had to. So Friday evening, we were out, and at some point, I was telling him, hey, if we go too hard, you're going to miss Oktoberfest because we were meant to go. We were meant to go Saturday morning. So that's almost a place where you need to have a balance, and everything in life has to be a balance when you're an adult. When you're younger, you're growing up, as I said earlier, these things are kind of put forward for you. The boundaries, the guardrails are defined for you. But then there's a point which you need to start defining them for you. What, who are you? What makes you tick? What makes you click? And at what point do you want to say, this weekend, I don't want to do anything. Or this weekend, I actually need to go out hard because I need that kind of...
Yeah.
Outlet. And yeah. I think that's where, for us guys, we've grown to those two places where it's not all about just candies and fairy tales, you know, like that self-love kind of place where things are easier or it's good to be in touch with your feelings. It's good to also understand that suffering is good. Like, failure is actually good. I was listening to a podcast about failure, about how fucked up Nights came up, the founder in Mexico. And it's interesting how failure was never something we talk about, or failure is not something we kind of want to mask into, always mask it with success. Sometimes failure is just failure. Hard times are just hard times. People go through shit and it's not easy. There's no rainbows at the end of it. It's just
that's
a storm.
True. Yeah, that's true.
And I think that's the part where we need to be able to say, I'm taking it as it comes and I'm hopeful that there's going to be better days. But right now, I'm actually in shit. And I need to be able to be strong enough to go through this and not just be crying somewhere. You know, like I see, as you mentioned, I see a lot of Insta and a lot of social media where life needs to be soft. No, life is not soft. Like the guys who built this success that we now live in, it came from, these countries were built on the back of people who suffered.
Yeah.
Slavery, all these things like, you know, enslavement, colonization. All these things are sufferations which people had to go through for us to be able to get to this level where you're saying life is now easier.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about the rationing times when food was being rationed in Europe, the crisis in Ireland with potatoes and everything. People went through hard times, and hard times is what builds character. And this new generation, unfortunately, sometimes things need to be put, as I said, instant gratification. Like, I want it now. I want to press a button and be happy. Clickbait. Yeah. I want more likes. It makes me happier. But then, is it real?
It depends, you know. So I just to add to some of the points you just mentioned. There's no. We used to depend on alcohol to numb the pain. You know?
That's true.
Now
we had enough days at Maya.
Yeah, exactly. So now we just we use social media and. I remember some of our conversations, yeah? So those were not really nice. These were not really nice moments, right? But I'm sure just knowing that you have somebody who can listen and somebody who can also just give you that that space to say what is wrong, that really helps, you know. So you could also just go your own way. You could also figure it out. People find their own time in different ways, you know. So
that's true.
But I'm a people person. I like to have a community, and when I have problems, I like to talk about my problems, that this is what I'm going through, you know. But it's just so hard these days to find people that you can actually sit down and confide in, and you're also afraid. People are getting more afraid to even share their problems because, you know, I tell somebody I'm going through this and then they send me a link.
True that.
I'm like, I wish I could delete you from my life now. You know? Like, it never existed. What the fuck? It's like, yeah, I sent you a link, you know? Or, dude, I got kids. My problems are different, you know?
Mm.
I wish this link can really help, you know? So, you know?
What happened? You know, like, I'm laughing. Phone,
yeah? No, I'm laughing.
No, but it's true. It's true. You know, you want to call a friend and it's like, okay, dude, I got problems. Today we're not going to talk about our problems. We're just going to drink. You know, let's drink this problem. And then we wake up with this problem not there anymore, you know? You know, it really happens, you know? So what happened to sleep? What happened to... But there's a lot of misconception. I'm sorry. Sometimes the pain is a part of life. We need to know that pain is a part of life. And we need to know happiness is a part of life. And we need to know failure is a part of life.
Yep.
All of this makes up life. You know, when I just, sometimes I talk to my wife, I'm like, oh, I had a friend who was having this whole problem with another friend of mine. And so, like, dude was really giving her a hard time, you know, and then and just told her, dude, shit happened. She's like, but not to me. I'm like, sorry. And she's like, not to me. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? And this thing happened like so many years ago, but we still laugh about it.
Do you think we are, like, I would say, like, the adults, the earlier generation, are also guilty of how? Because yes. I feel like, I mean, yes, true, like, the content and social media is a lot, and it's like, it's a lot to fight, you know? But when you're alone, like, social media, or like, I would say, especially the toxic part of it, like, it comes to you when you are on your own in your room, for example. But, like, you know, those conversations with the parent, with your old uncle, with your grandpa, if you're still living, like, or you guys, you know, like, the millennials, people in their 30s who, like, went through stuff, like, do you think that, like, we are hosting a content right now. This content will go also, like, do you think that the older generations are guilty for not having enough conversations with the younger ones, or like creating the spaces, safe spaces for them, doing their part, because also life got even harder for the older generation with all of this?
I think we have better information right now. We are more exposed. We can see some of the pitfalls because we've just gone through a more enlightened time. If you look at our folks, they had autopilot it, and they did not know better. They raised us the way they were raised, almost, and they gave us a little bit more exposure based on what they experienced as well.
Mm.
We try to put that now. David can probably say this better with your kids, how you raise them. You'll probably raise them with a bit of balance of how you were raised, but also now with the more information that you have. I have to probably say that with my folks, we've gotten better over the years. Like, we never used to use the word love, for example. It was like, why the fuck would you use love? Like, we provide for you. You have food, shelter, and clothing. Like, that's love.
Mm-hmm.
We never needed to express it through words. But now I got more exposed. I left the country. You know, you live in other places where people use the word. And then you're like, oh, damn. I find it difficult sometimes to tell my parents that. But mm-hmm. now over the years, I've kind of grown to even tell my siblings that I love them. It's something we never used to use. But then now I have better information and I feel like it's not a weird thing to be vulnerable. I think that's probably the right key thing. They were not so vulnerable with us. They were just on, let's provide you guys and our kids. We're going to take care of you. We're going to be there for you guys if you guys need us. But then words of affirmation, you know, like different ways of expressing it were not there. But right now we are more exposed to it where, you know, you need to tell your friends, hey, I love you guys, or, you know, that was a lovely time. Those kind of experiences have come out right now with more exposure.
Yeah, but I'm talking mainly about, like, the suffering part, like, making the younger generation aware that life is also about suffering as much as it is as about joy. Because, like, I feel like I see it, like, I have, like, my younger sister, my cousins, also, like, myself comparing to my parents. Like, I see, like, older generation, they knew how to handle suffering and tough life better than us. I don't know. This is, like, how I feel about it.
I know my parents' generation, they went through suffering a lot. And they try to make sure their children doesn't go through the same suffering they went through, you know? So they wanted us to be educated. Mm-hmm. They wanted us to be those people they could never be, you know? But I also judge their generation. I judge them thoroughly, you know? I judge them the fact that they did not they did not talk about the good part and the bad part of this stuff, you know? So you want me to be this and this and successful, but you also did not tell me the pain that comes with those success, you know? You did not tell me the difference in it. So for me, this is their failure. And I also try to live my life knowing that there is being aware of pain, joy, you know, and being aware of responsibility, who I am. I know my community also is a part of me. I'm a part of them, you know? So I take responsibility. I live my life responsible like that. Yeah. Also keeping this balance in mind.
Mm.
Yeah, of hardship, of also good time, what success feels like and what failure feel like as well. So
yeah.
Well, failure is not failure. It's just a phase. So it's just a learning experience, I would say.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you everyone for listening. Watch out for part 2 in the upcoming weeks. Have a great day or night.